TLFPE?
BD4. Is that a 4?
Yep. 22-year-old Sergeant Adam Wingy of Fort Dodge is visiting the Wolf Eye Clinic in Waterloo for a follow-up exam. Wingy received laser eye surgery to correct his vision at a 25% discount through a program called Sight for Soldiers. He says dealing with eyewear issues while training is difficult.
Especially at drill weekends, it's not your normal 8-hour workday. We're there for 10, 12 hours sometimes, and it's just miserable. And you go to sleep for, you know, 6-7 hours. You wake up again, you put your contacts in again for another 12 hours. My eyes would just get dried out. They hurt.
Those complaints concern Dr. Ben Mason, who is one of the Iowa ophthalmologists providing surgery. He says a desert battlefield is a tremendous strain on the eyes.
Men and women were going over bringing their contact lenses, which technically they're not supposed to be doing, but it still was easier for them to wear their contacts. And in that environment, it's, you know, it's really, it kind of sets up for things like infection, or, you know, they don't have the right material to clean their contacts. They're in a dusty environment that can get foreign bodies in their eyes and things like that. And then if something does happen and they need medical attention, well, it's harder for them to get it.
Mason says he feels a great deal of satisfaction when soldiers tell him how much more independent they are after the procedure. Captain Jody Marty of Knoxville had the surgery in April. She says Army-issued glasses don't fit well and often get in the way.
Obviously, we hope to not employ the gas masks while we're in Afghanistan, and there's no plan for that. But when some of the training we do, you know, employ our gas masks, and we have to have inserts in those gas masks. Well, sometimes your inserts fall out or they don't fit right, and you just can't effectively do your job as a soldier if you can't see.
Marty says her vision is now nearly perfect, and she recently put it to the test.
I went out, in fact, just this past weekend and target practiced with my husband, and it was awesome. I didn't have to worry about moving my head or, you know, I could just see great. And so I think it's going to be such a benefit to me while I'm deployed, just because of the environment. It's just going to be wonderful.
Captain Jody Marty and Sergeant Adam Wingy are two of 2,800 members of the Iowa Army National Guard who will be joined by 350 of their counterparts from Nebraska. The combat team will train at Camp Shelby, Mississippi, and Fort Irwin, California, before they leave for Afghanistan. The entire deployment, including training, is expected to last a year. In Cedar Falls, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.